And I know you were talking about Sun Myung Moon.
Yeah, do you remember Reverend Sun Myung Moon from the 70s? He had a cult, and people would derisively call him
the
Moonies.
I was very sheltered.
He was in the New Yorker building.
Heard about that.
He has one of the newspapers in Washington is run by the Moonies, the Washington Times, I think.
Here's our rats, by the way. Okay. Now, Monica is interested in buying the rats. The truth is, Monica did not like them in real life, the actress. And so there are some rubber rats, and it's pretty obvious. Sometimes.
He seemed to like her when she came to nailing them to the floorboard. Oh, those are mice. The mice are
those were structural. It's a different.
I think we're looking at rats here, not mice.
These are rats. I actually think the earlier one might have also been a rat.
That was a pretty short nose.
Because you saw it was in her hand. Like, not a shrew or something, but it was.
It was small. I think it was either a large mouse or a small rat.
Well, the actress didn't like rats. Well, that's what Google claims. You know, that's what the internet says.
Right.
That's what the truth is. I could see her, like, saying, oh, okay, a mouse.
Oh, no, I saw her on Entertainment Tonight promoting this movie, and she said, yeah, Leonard Maltin was like, so, as Monica, how much of yourself did you put into the character? It was Actors Studio, right? Inside the Actors Studio. And they said,
your favorite word.
Balderdash.
Can we talk to Monica right now? Oh, I'm Monica, I'm crazy.
I love Inside the Actors Studio.
He passed away.
That's
I know.
Bad.
I cried.
Yeah, James Lipton.
18,000. Well, I should just not go on. I should respect that for a minute. The poor man died, right?
But no, go ahead. Tell us about the rats.
When he got to heaven, what do you think he wanted God to say to him at the pearly gates?
Oh, is that one of his standard questions?
Yeah, along those lines.
Favorite curse word.
Favorite curse word. And they beep it out anyway, and you're like, did
Robin Williams just say cunt?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I love when Robin Williams was. I laughed my way through it and learned a lot at the same time.
You just admire Robin Williams. Are you talking about when he was sick?
No, when he did Inside the Actors Studio.
Oh, yeah? Gosh, you know, I guess I never really gave that show a chance. I know he would do that.
Oh.
He just seems so pompous.
Well, you got to remember, they really are talking to acting students.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when Robin Williams sat down at the table, it was a masterclass.
They cut it down from like 3 hours of footage, from what I heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
The acting students are the best part of the show. They're sitting in the audience, and they just want to punch everyone in the face. They're
Bradley Cooper is in
a
bunch of them, yeah.
How funny is that?
Okay, now Monica.
See, I still want to punch him in the face.
I got to tell you, because it's the only good thing in this movie. Monica, for no fucking reason, came out of a closet and tried to stab the husband. And then the husband took out a crucifix, and you saw the smoke.
Right.
It touched her back, and smoke all billowed up.
So she's a vampire.
Yeah.
She's not.
No, but werewolves don't give a shit about crosses. It's silver bullets I'm worried about.
Yeah, and that'll come up later.
Oh, no way. There's silver bullets in this movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The crucifix.
Don't you know God is going to save you from everything?
The crucifix that she got burnt with, she melts it down and makes the bullets.
Oh, because it was silver. You know, that is such a one percenter solution to werewolves. Like, what about us common men who can't afford silver bullets?
Hire a union werewolf hunter.
Yeah, okay.
They get benefits and they're taken care of.
Living wage.
Siri. There's werewolves.
But
what can I
they'll
do?
They'll be mad that they can no longer take that off their taxes.
That's true.
Mike, when this woman does an attempted murder on Gerald, right?
Yes, right.
The husband.
Yes.
They
Somebody
don't say,
those sideburns,
okay, stop everything, hold it, call the police, get the family. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's pressed. No. It's just another thing that, like, get out of here, Monica, and don't try to kill us ever again.
No, they sent a letter to the police. It'll be delivered in four days.
By stagecoach.
Yeah, right. Pinkertons will show up and deliver the message.
Right now, she is full of shit saying, like, oh, there wasn't smoke. It was probably dust off of the...
That's a weird conversation.
She's trying to hide from Gerald that her family is cursed.
Hey, I put a crucifix on your back and
everybody hides who they are until well into the night.
Yeah, right. What's the ring on
it? You know, that first couple years, you still don't know each other.
Salad days.
I've been married 25 years, and you are right.
Right, those first 3 years were...
But at the same time, you're, like, so young, and you are, like, don't know where you're going, so it's kind of okay that you're both finding yourselves. You had to be there.
Maybe. It would be awkward.
Well, you're not long-time married. You're 10 years or something like that.
It'll be 15.
Oh, that's, you know, that's...
How long, how long have you been married, Colin?
We got married in November.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
This is the salad days we're talking
fresh.
About. Yeah.
Newlyweds.
Yeah, you guys don't know each other.
That was a great time.
I'm married to comedy.
Yes.
And how long have you been married?
No, but you were. How long were you married?
Oh, yeah.
I was married for 3 years.
Okay. So. And you were young?
It was my beard.
Uh-huh, gotcha. And did you know that he was your beard? Was it conscious?
He even knew, but I guess he held out hope. But after he married my sister, tried to make it sound like he was. No, he was just mad that he never got his beard. You know? Yeah,
oh,
pretty much that was
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's just that Monica is going to play. Okay, now, why rats? Just a movie about werewolves, okay?
Right.
So our friend, the director, who is crazy, you're exploitive. The Rats with Willard came out.
Willard and the Rats. That was a Saturday morning cartoon show.
Didn't they back up, what was the duck's name? Howard?
Ben. Howard the Duck, yeah. He was friends with Willard.
Rick Dees.
Now, Mike.
Gotta love Rick Dees.
Mike, that was a, 76, something like that. Right now, she's naming one of them Willard and one of them Ben. I mean, the director's so lazy.
So hang on a sec. So Willard was the first killer rat movie, and that came out in 71? And then the sequel got rushed, and that was Ben, and that was with the Michael Jackson theme.
I guess you're right. I kind of don't know. I did see them.
Yeah, you did? I've seen them, too.
Back in the day.
I have seen them, too. They show them on TCM.
I mean, there's this guy.
Oh, yeah, Ronald Reagan, I think it was.
Right, Ronald Reagan.
But, all right, so there was...
If we told that to our friend, he would believe
us. Ronald Reagan, the actor?
Yeah, the actor.
Oh, are you probably saying that as a doctor from Back to the Future?
Yes, references are always better when you explain them to the person who made them.
Ronald Reagan, the actor? Who's Secretary of State? What did he say?
Oh, this is like 40 years ago that movie came out. 85?
80.
Yeah.
You were minus.
No, no,
eight.
Minus eight. Obviously, an
I love
because my math skills. Of course, it's this, which I've run out of.
Oh yeah, I'll get it over to you.
The calculator?
No, yeah, some more water, please.
Oh, sure.
Here's the hand sanitizer.
May I have the Purell? Okay, so now he wants to return the rat because the bleed. Bit her. And he's like, I'm drunk, go away. All sales are final. Let's give it a listen, Columbo.
Right, rats bite, you knew that.
And I should think that they would be very hungry by now. They eat almost everything.
Oh, she's
are you going to go or do you want me to call the police?
Not until I get my mom.
I want my rats.
Now. What happened?
To give it to him until the very last minute. Otherwise,
so I just want to talk about that. Isn't that a little weird? Like, nothing really happened there. I want my money back. He consents, finally. Goes off and does some sort of violent motion that involves the fling. And then we cut away.
But then we cut back to footage that was shot 4 years ago.
So I'm saying.
Yeah.
The footage that was shot. Yes, we do. Yes, you're 100% right. So what happened? What did he do? Did he?
I think they got into some kind of customer.
You weren't watching.
No, she gave his store 1 star on Yelp, and he was really pissed off because that really kind of fucks up with the algorithm.
Yeah, that hurts.
Because then he responds, he's like,
"Did you see the dark mirror with the social media where you get rated?"
Yeah, like Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. like you rate with Uber or you rate with a, you know, that's very much like what you were saying, the Yelp, everything.
Well, he has a score.
I enjoyed that one. Did you like that series?
Yeah.
It takes a technology of today and pretend one steps it further and gives you some dark negative blowback.
They have a narrator who goes, do, 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 do.
It could have had that.
Cleveland.
No. You're right. It could have had that. There's one with Miley Cyrus, and she does Head Like a Hole.
I think my breath is bad because the poor dog is whimpering.
Right.
Yeah. Why did I walk in here?
Well, I was trying to tell you subtly by writing it down, by texting it, by doing an intervention.
I was wondering why I keep getting these messages that say, B.O. Boomer.
B.O. Boomer. By the way, I'm talking because there's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually know the dialogue. I've done this in, I performed this on stage as part of an ironic cult.
Well, everybody in college had to do this, Midsummer's Night Dream,
that's
and
true.
Hamlet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Werewolves are coming. Rats are here.
By the way, James Lipton as Monica is probably one of the best performances of The Rats Are Coming.
He really has the hips for that bed gown.
Yeah, oh yeah, he looks fantastic in with the Pearl Jam.
I can't get over those pipe cleaners.
Yeah, you're still hooked on them, and throughout the whole film, they only wear one outfit. You know, it's the next day, it's a month later, they're wearing the same.
Couldn't be that rich.
Yeah, right.
Listen, if I was cursed as a werewolf, I would just walk around naked, and I'd be like, do you mind? I said, just wait 3 weeks, okay?
Have you ever seen, I mean, you must have seen the millions of English stories, situations, books, movies in which, like, our family used to be rich aristocrats, but we're poor, but we live in this giant house. And we
gotta scrimp and save.
Yeah.
Well, what was that documentary about the Kennedy
heirs? Like that Johnny Depp movie.
A Grey Garden. Which one was that?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember the name.
Dark Shadows?
Where?
Maybe. It's the one, describe the situation. They used to be rich. I forget. I don't think there is actually a Johnny Depp movie.
No, there was.
The one he was a vampire.
That was Dark Shadows.
The one when he was in Footloose.
It was Dark Shadows.
Ah, okay. That was very good, I thought.
I never saw it. I have to see that one.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have more Staten Island. It's more filler. This time, he's a different guy.
This is the filler. Okay.
Is that why I see wrapping paper on that box?
Now, once again, this is the director. What we saw last time was the director acting, and here he is in a different outfit.
Are you sure that's the same guy?
That's Alan, yes.
I don't believe it, but this guy has a mustache. Uh-huh. You can see it glued on right there.
He's actually standing that way because the budget for the film wasn't high enough for both halves of that jacket.
Yeah, right.
So it only covers the right portions of his body.
They were only renting that for one half.
So this is the daughter of the medical student. Come to get a gun.
Carl, is the reason why this shot
it's
is
for
crooked?
A patient.
Yeah.
This shot is crooked, right? Is that because the director is in front
so
of this camera?
So much for do no harm.
Yes. But probably it is. That happened on Fish Burgers. Like, the scene did not come out the way I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't get look. I just
put the thing down. The director acts and the shot is for shit because there's no one behind the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times have we been there?
He's now behind the camera. He's going to adjust the camera.
Kind of looks like the camera wasn't fully like screwed on, so it just kind of slowly turning as it slopes with the floor.
It's all one take, but not intentionally.
So while we had Monica being a creep with another creep, now we've got I'm really sexy, you know, with like a guy who's got no wife and is living alone, and he's going to talk about it.
Mm.
Only when people come in the shop, you know. So she, like, titillizes him by going, I'll come back and have tea with you. Wait.
Is that an 1899 gun?
It has worked for women forever. You don't actually have to give up anything. You just have to say you will.
Well, T stands for the vagina.
It's short for teeth.
Oh.
Ow! That was very Pink Floyd.
That is a mid-50s at the absolute earliest semi-automatic pistol.
Okay, so it's not from this that time period.
And I'm loving the collar on that damn thing. Mm.
Oh my God, it's like some biscuits film.
Let's listen to their sexy talk.
No, is it sexy dear. Talk?
It wasn't a very nice thing, and it isn't
it? It wasn't idle flattery. No, I do so enjoy the company of people. I don't have any relatives or a wife or anything like that anymore.
This is when he passes his roommates.
The only time I have importance to people is when I'm in the shop.
Pity, pity. I sell guns to lovely young ladies who'll never give me the time of day.
I'm going to tell this woman I just sold a gun to that nobody will miss me.
You're my first target, thank you.
I've been feeling down. Can you take this for a while?
I never follow through on my suicide.
I just don't trust myself sometimes. It gets so lonely in the costume shop.
Thank you for buying this gun.
Awesome. And can you believe this? No background check. No waiting period.
I know, no waiting period. No, but there is a waiting period. This film's still going on.
Oh, damn it.
And he's waiting for a little from her, which is promised and not delivered. He gets so excited when she says she'll come.
Oh, he's a lonely shopman. Yeah. Keeper.
This looks like the soap opera on Mad Men, and she looks like Megan Draper playing a character in that soap opera on Mad Men.
It's like if the Mad Men had like a Super 8 camera they brought home, and let's make our own film.
What do you think this was shot on? The internet doesn't say. It's not 16.
Oh, I think
sure
this
wasn't
is like
an iPhone.
4mm.
No. It could only be.
It's pretty grainy. It's pretty grainy. I think it's an Android.
Not so Super 8.
Yeah, there was something like that. Aqua Lux or something. Right? It wasn't Super 8. Do you ever have a Super 8 camera?
Our mutual friend Todd Kroll, Tom yeah. Kroll had one, and yeah, I was yeah. in many of his films.
That's how I got introduced to it, too.
Yeah. Well, Tom would do these horror movies, and I would be walking in a novelty invisible dog leash. And then the killer would come, and I would go, no. But I would say no. Being a silent movie, I would have to go because I was acting.
Yeah, good.
And I couldn't speak because ultimately there would be no sound.
Would you believe that Tom Kroll's film camera
yeah.
is in my lawyer's?
I thought it was in. What then? What did I see in the Smithsonian?
No,
fuck! I got ripped off.
That was the Spirit of St. Louis.
Yeah, it was a jar of John Dillinger's. You know John Diller's penis is in the Smithsonian. You know that, right?
No, I don't know. I actually don't know who John Diller is.
John, the gangster. John
Dillinger?
Yeah, he had a big
penis. Do you mean John Diddler?
John Diddler, right. That was his nickname. The story goes, there's a big rumor that he not only did he have a huge member, but the government has it in a jar in the Smithsonian.
It's just got to be a lie.
Trying to grow a new generation of super soldiers.
This is...
This DNA is Lieutenant. Magic. This is Lieutenant Johnson.
He's actually a curator there.
Okay, we had a woman
Monica
finally has made it through and become a recon marine.
Nice.
Just yeah.
Just in
very
this
nice.
Last
That's
month, a woman made it through recon training.
I remember when Demi Moore first tread those grounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, G.I. Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That movie.
No,
there was
that
a lot
seal.
Of rain in that movie.
Yeah, we're okay. So Monica came in, and this time she just went straight to beating him. Okay, so there was a big fight, you see.
Yeah, my older sister wasn't that nice either.
Now, Monica, I wanted to say this at the end of the
my
show.
My God, will you
shut
up about Monica?
No, I have to tell
Monica
this on air.
Monica this,
no,
Monica look, that.
Monica
I think he
I
has a crush on Monica.
Yeah.
Right, she lives in Staten Island, and we are doing
Chandler.
It. We are marrying. Monica, I just want to say on the air. Okay,
who is whose beard here?
Monica and I.
You're giving up a 25-year marriage for Monica?
I'm not giving it up. We will ceremoniously tie the knot, and then we will consummate.
You'll make soup.
Ah, you had to be
yeah.
there.
Oh my God, this is great.
Okay.
This really is great.
Yeah.
I was only joking, Rebecca. Don't you take a joke? Why, are you sorry?
This bird got his own sad card after this.
Oh, you're sorry. I'm just going to
have He chirped three times.
Why aren't you going to stop me? Go on,
listen to how low class her accent it is. Her accent's almost Cockney. No, no, come on.
Monica.
This is the first time they left the house.
She's like, aren't I your best friend, Monica?
Yeah.
All right, look what I brought for you.
I have a gift for my best friend.
Was this considered normal behavior in the 70s? Or?
Well, it's Monica, so she loves a disgusting snake. She's really foul.
I don't know, it doesn't have a name. Oh, come on,
I don't understand her value system with regards to animals.
I didn't know he was a boy snake.
I don't know, freak us out, I'm not sure.
She kills some, she gets bitten by others, she's collecting others for some kind of...
I don't know.
It's very serial killer.
It's more like farm life than an aristocrat.
It's the way of the werewolf. As a werewolf, that's the shit you do on the off weeks.
Werewolf! In this whole film, werewolf.
They couldn't afford it.
It's really hard to kill with
wolf. Listen, that joke is so funny on so many levels when you say werewolf. In this film, we haven't seen one yet.
I think he's still on CNN.
What minute are we in, buddy?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, please say 89.
Well, we made the 1 hour mark or 107.
And I jumped to the floor and... Well, I guess Mortimer,
we do this every week. If you enjoyed this show, check out our podcast, LWAFLMOYT. That's Let's Watch a Full Length Movie on YouTube, but you're not going to find it if you search your podcast.
What a dumb name, right? Am I right?
Yeah. It wasn't
Seriously, our name is not searchable.
That is the worst name that I've heard all day. And I remind you that one of the names that I heard today was The Rats Are Coming, The Werewolves Are Here.
It's even worse than
that. This is a lower rung.
Which itself was a plan B from the original title.
Right.
Now, which was what?
The moon of the moon.
The velour of the moon.
Yes. Yeah, the velour.
The curse of the full moon.
The
curse.
Jesus Christ.
Fall of the house of the moon.
You know we have the curse of the full moon.
So I thought, let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube, even though there's been a lot of Let's Watch videos. It was funny because it's a long and it's straight to the point.
Right.
But when Pam got the RSS feed going, she abbreviated it, and that's the reason why we're now LWAFLMOYT.
LWAFLMOYT. Is that so hard?
It's the end of the world. We're out of names.
It's just LWAFLMOYT. Everybody knows.
But if you type
a friend of mine has a podcast, the AM podcast. Both looking down through from that, type in the title, and he's 75th on the list.
Uh-huh.
Is that crazy?
For that title.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, that's the reason why, like,
that's why I don't have a podcast.
But you know, there is a podcast called LWAFL.
No.
Yeah, it's like, let's watch a fucking long movie. And
really?
Watch Netflix. But we're longer.
This has the emphasis on togetherness.
Yeah.
And so I think that'll win.
We actually, our name has a name of an existing podcast.
All right. How about we switch to LWAFLMOYT? LWAFLMOYT.
Oh, yeah. Enough of this Ackerman stuff. It's LWAFLMOYT.
Okay. Now,
it's when you make baklava and a waffle iron.
She's freaking me out more than Monica.
Yeah. What she's doing right now is she's extorting Monica. She says, at night, I look in your windows and I see you beat your husband, you know. I saw you try to kill this guy. It's like, I'll keep my mouth shut if you're my friend. Go get me something to eat. So Monica's going to come back and kill her. Right.
With the previously purchased gun, or is that just never coming back?
Well, it wasn't her who got the gun. It was her other sister. And she's got terrible plans for that gun. She's going to rub some people out.
She's going to customize it real poorly. She's going to put spray paint on it. It's not going to work.
Yeah. It'll clash with not what she's wearing, but our time.
Mm.
I mean, it's... the audio?
Slightly.
Okay. Talking like a little fool, you know. I don't know. ladies and gentlemen, coming in the stage, coming through into the studio, Mr. Mike Spiegelman.
Oh, thanks very much. Let's give it up for Carl.
Woo!
Carl, you're a great host. Carl will be hosting a show here in San Francisco in about 2 hours. So come on by to Natives Bar. If you can't make it to El Rio, then go down to Natives on Geary and 17th. The city.
Yeah, where true talent is rooted at the deli.
The finest comedy show you'll ever see. Open mic sign up 7:30.
Nothing like a Wednesday mic.
Yeah, Wednesday mic at 9 p.m.
No, but I want to, you know, Mike, you've hosted me here. I'm visiting, and we finally hit the small time. I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking about
thank
that.
Thank you, Michael.
I said, look, Carl hosts mics in New Jersey, open mics
right.
in New Jersey. I have an opportunity to give Carl, because he's visiting, a chance to host an open mic here.
Ta-da!
We're living the life, the comedy.
Oh, they treated me like a king out in San Francisco. I hosted the open mic on a Wednesday.
Yeah, you were networking. You were able to go number 4 at a mic. It was great.
Our listeners loved it, both of them.
Mm.
The bartender.
He doesn't like the way we do mics in Colorado.
You're right about that. But
how do you do them in Colorado?
You explained it to me in a way I didn't think about it.
No, go ahead and tell me.
I'm curious.
In New Jersey, first come, first serve.
Right.
You know, you get an order. In New York, they rip up your names and put it in a bucket, and it's random. In Colorado, it is like, go up and you put your name on the list, and then the host decides, you know, I mean, if he doesn't know you.
Right, right. Or if he does know you.
So it's a palm of a 20 kind of system.
No,
but
it's just politics.
The defense, there was defense from...
Billy Joe.
I was going to say BJ Gillespie because that's what you said before.
But that's your social media.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. What? What was I saying? I'm sorry. I was.
That
we have
an audience.
In defense of
there.
The Colorado mic system.
Oh, yeah.
In defense.
Okay. They want to have a room and they want the room to be funny. And they know certain people and they know what they're going to deliver.
Funny open mic, you got to pick one.
Yeah. They don't understand that. They think that they're bringing money into the New Jersey. They love our mic because on a Tuesday night, they're not making any money. Now they're making $600 or whatever.
Right.
It's a profitable night for a business. That's all. That's why they have karaoke. That's why they have. So these mics, I don't know. It should be first come, first serve, I think. They're open mics to try out new material.
Mm.
But it's more fun to try new material when there's an audience there to get feedback from.
Agree.
Yeah.
Because I can try new material at home if I'm going to do it.
Of course. You're right. We have great rooms in Jersey and bad rooms in
now,
Jersey.
Now, when you say they do, they rip up the names in New York and they pull from it,
yeah,
that's bullshit.
Bucket.
That's
what,
bullshit because the host will be like, I want my friends to go up and I don't want this guy to go up. And, oh, I just picked these names out of in random order. It's Carl, right? I got BJ. I got Colin.
No.
And then loser, I'm sorry. I picked you last.
No. In New York, they bring the bucket up on stage and they fish around.
Like the draft.
So there's no way that it's rigged.
I guess.
So you're saying they
you,
show
you could rig
the
something
name
like that
to
very, very
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, do they show the name to the camera, Carl?
There's a camera, but no, not really. I mean, they reach in the bucket and they read it, and they're showing.
I went to a New York open mic 20 years ago with Adam, and this was the Surf Reality. It was in Alphabet City, and I went up at like 4 in the morning.
Wow.
They pulled my name.
That's a different time, right? The comedy would happen that late at night. You want to know why that was? There was hardly anywhere. So the hot spot was the only, you know.
Right. Well, it was a mixed room. The first strip dance, I said, oh, this is great. I'm going to go on after a stripper. This is really funny. But then after like the 8th stripper, I'm like, when am I fucking going on?
Yeah, right.
They've been 8 strippers
what
going
on. What is going on to women in
we
this area?
We had an open mic at a strip club in Boulder. So it was two strippers, a comic, two strippers, a comic. And let me tell you, they were not happy to see us.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's not what they come for.
No.
The stripping comic always killed.
Yeah, he well, they covered his bases. He
had
to play to the crowd.
He covered his bases and covered very little else.
Billy Joe, did you feel like you were Lenny Bruce when you were performing between strippers? Because that's how he started. He was a nightclub entertainer bringing up the girls. Like, there's this
I don't really feel like that much of a pioneer, you know?
No, yeah. I mean, but did you, I mean, like, for me, there is an open mic at a strip club, Show World, Carl. And it's at like 11 p.m., but part of the reason why they have it is they're a dispensary as well. So you can go to a strip club and see an open mic.
Yeah, in Colorado, those are separate
businesses. Oh, they are separate businesses? No, it's combined now. Well, there's no booze at the strip club.
I stopped at a place in Nevada, and it blew my mind. It was a liquor store, dispensary, and food joint, I guess. Wow. I was just like, whoa. Yeah. And I go in there, and there's one dude.
Yeah, right, and he's probably drunk and stoned.
With a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Right.
No, that was my mother.
Oh.
That guy had a vape. So we haven't seen any werewolves.
Yeah, it's coming.
Oh, you said that like an hour ago.
Yeah, I know.
This movie's almost over. They got to be like some kind of... All right.
See, the thing is, there have been rats. The rats have been here, but the werewolves have been coming this entire time.
The werewolves are them, so the werewolves are here.
But they're not really.
They will be when the moon comes out, and that's coming. And now she's pregnant, okay? And so the husband's, the father's going to come around.
Oh, I know. There's an old Henny Youngman joke. This a full bus, right? And this woman comes on the bus. Hell. And she goes to the guy sitting in the seat. He says, "Do you mind if I take your seat? I'm pregnant." And he looks at this woman and he goes, "Oh, you're pregnant? How long has it been?" She goes, 30 minutes ago. Now that, if you enjoy that joke and want to hear four more minutes of that,
do not subscribe.
Come to the open mic.
No.
So here in San Francisco, so it's 17. So it's usually a pre-sign. So there's usually like one Facebook group. And if you're here in the Bay Area, it's the Bay Area Comedy Network. How about that for Insider Baseball? But they'll have a pre-sign, and then you show up and you do it. And I think that's more of a civil way because there's always like, if you first come, first serve, that means, especially if you run a room, that means the fucking micers are going to be outside the sidewalk of the location 3 hours before the pocket.
Right.
We just lost a mic in Boulder that had a great crowd on a regular. Every week for
improvement.
And so they were, let's do away with that because we want to hear something better.
Right.
Yeah.
Portland's really incorporated a lot of the online signups. People will have like a Google form, and you just put in your name, and then there will be a box like, do you want to go early, do you want to go late, or do you have to be somewhere?
Oh, that's nice.
And then usually people will just then make the list based on when people sign up, because you don't want to go at the very end of the night when everyone's gone, so you're going to try and sign up early. But then you get some people who sign up right when the notification
comes out. Oh, always. Well, that's the thing. It made it a lot simpler.
Yeah,
because you'll get notified that your Facebook group about open mics popped up, and you're like, "Oh shit, that means this list is out," you know, and you go.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm new to this. I'm gonna do a mic. Sign up.
Yeah.
On.
Yep. Same thing in Portland, and then they just send you a Facebook message. But what I do is I keep a note in my phone.
Gotcha. My boiler room one.
Yeah. So
list. We just write.
So one of the things, Carl, you post, it's very interesting, to promote a show, you post the open mic list at the end of the night.
And I tag everybody.
Yeah, you tag everybody.
Okay, you can have an issue with
and
me.
Your show is like, what, 26 fucking comics?
Yeah.
Oh,
you have to tag 26 people?
Well, I rarely am able to. You know, there's
because
always people you don't know.
Usually 18 have blocked you.
I have no blocks.
Really? You could type
any
name.
I don't think you would
know
if you had no blocks.
You can type any name in the search engine, and when they don't pop up on Facebook, you're like, wow, that guy doesn't use Facebook. And then you go, no, he's blocking you. That's why you're not in the search. Yeah. So once in a while, I'll type a comic's name, and I'll be like, motherfucker. That's the problem is that comics, real life and Facebook, two different things. Performing on stage, performing to an audience, doing your jokes, and whatever your persona on Facebook, please keep it separate. Don't bring those beefs in real life, and don't bring your real life shit into the social media, and we'll be a lot better off. People could be watch entertainment, we could perform entertainment, and we could keep our social media stuff separate. when people like argue on Facebook and then you book a comic and they're like, oh, I didn't realize that this comic's on the list on the show. I'm not coming. You go, why? What happened? Oh, he said on Facebook, you're kidding me, right? You're not going to perform a show? You can't, you physically.
I don't understand refusing to perform a comic unless you
understand. Yeah, absolutely. And there's some comics that you don't want to perform with.
Yeah. Any, just because I don't like that guy, or I think she's a bitch, or what, who cares?
Right.
Comedy is one of the few places where it doesn't matter whether or not you like your coworkers. You're only with each other 2 hours once.
And you're usually drunk.
Right?
Right, yeah.
And I'm so damn stoned, I'd put up with anybody.
I'm an engineer, so I don't form any sort of emotional attachment to human interactions at all.
I don't care if you've pissed me off in the past. Will my audience like you? Then come do my show.
Typical capitalist.
It's a color. No, it's quality. It's quality.
Yeah.
I think our conversation is more interesting than their conversation, so I'm going to have it in the back. Well, because had they talked about open mic politics,
right,
this movie
would. Shit's going to go down now. Now look, he is a werewolf now. Now look,
oh yeah,
the werewolves are here.
Oh,
because it was always here.
It's just, you're right. Next shot. Now I'm wearing a mask.
Now he is knocked.
I want to see a good shot of this werewolf.
I know, right? It's been
that little glimpse wasn't much.
We're an hour 22 into this movie, so we got.
And we finally arrived at our werewolf.
11 minutes left.
This movie really, as a thriller or whatever, it rips you off.
As
it
a Marine, I still feel like I need visual.
Well, I mean, that's the whole reason why we want to see a werewolf. It's them turning into werewolves. And then you're like, that could have been me. That's a metaphor about my life.
Okay, she makes some reveal now. Like she.
That's why he is the way he is. It wasn't meant to be. We were punished by what Popper and I did.
I want Popper?
Something
Popper
else
what?
You don't know.
She's the curse.
It's pre-exposure prophylaxis.
I poisoned your mama, Diana.
She killed the mother.
There was a mother in this movie? I must have missed that part.
Yes, and she was poisoned by her own daughter because their daughter was in love with the father.
Yep, aristocrats.
Aristocrats. Man, they're such scumbags. The rats are like, let's go.
It's so inbred.
The rats are leaving.
Maybe they're the rats, and it's a commentary on society.
The rats are leaving, and the werewolves were there.
So that's where the Southerners were.
Oh, full werewolf.
The werewolves were the rats the whole time.
Now look.
And the rats were the bourgeoisie.
So she's a
I
werewolf.
Never saw it coming.
She's a werewolf. You saw
smoke. They got to run from the
now
werewolf.
Now remember, they were used to be chained up and sedated. And they knew the full moon was coming, so why didn't they?
They were so intrigued by this movie.
They left the key in the chamber. The locksmith was out.
Sorry, I'm from Boulder.
Right.
Good old joking.
It's legal there, unlike here.
What do you mean it's not legal here?
Listen, you're not on the phone in New Jersey anymore. You're here in the
studio.
Tax
evasion is not legal anywhere.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Welcome to San Francisco.
Okay, so everybody's becoming werewolves, and there's freaking... Okay, she's been stabbed in the arm.
Yeah,
that is such a fake hand. Look at that. Holy... Hell,
is that,
that
Hunt's
like
tomato
one
paste?
One of four movies being made at the same time.
They reuse this footage for the pirate film.
The blood kind of dries out, and if you add more water, it can kind of get soupy again. But
yeah, they didn't
never
have
really
more
works.
Water. They just stopped.
It's like, you know, when you make pancake batter and you put too much water, so you put some more mix in. And then...
Well, I'm sure they were just using regular spirit gum and hair, you know, props that you would buy, like at a magic shop.
That spirit gum held the director's fake mustache for like 15 minutes. Not once did it fall off.
That fake hand looked like something you could get out of the prop shop. you know, the really cheap one.
Like novelty hand.
Yeah.
Creep out of your friends and the novelty severe hand.
It looked like the one I used to hang out the back of my trunk.
That's where you put it in, right? So then when you drive, people go, what? 911, what's your emergency? Oh, it was just a prank. It was a fake hand. It was a rubber hand in the truck. One thing I was going to ask you, Billy Joe, is that in Boulder, do you see a lot of, like, fake pot shops? I've experienced in San Francisco, the first, it was all CBD product, which any liquor store can sell, but it was designed to look like a dispensary.
That's smart.
No, but I have seen a lot of attempts at multi-level marketing with that shit.
Mm. Yeah, oh, like, what's the next level then? Like, what's the
I didn't investigate.
You said it was
just
smart, right?
It is
people
smart.
Trying to offer me the opportunity.
Oh, I got you.
Well, you go in, you see the green cross, and you think, oh, it's going to be a pot shop. And the next thing you know, you're signing a contract to join the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, I haven't run a... We don't have those in Colorado.
Just wanted to use the bathroom.
There's a comedy room.
I really had to go.
Next door.
Where do I sign?
It looks like a pot shop. It's like a very small storefront.
You're telling me that behind this door is a bathroom. Where do I sign?
Yeah, sign right here, sir. Welcome to the army.
Welcome to the Nazi party.
What? I just need to use the bathroom.
You have joined the Confederacy.
What?
What?
I'm drafted.
I had an idea the other day for a sketch where the FBI raids an office. All these people getting loaded out into paddy wagons. Shit, I'm from accounting. I'm going down. What did you do?
Oh, well,
I was just interviewing today.
Now, did he get shot, the werewolf? Because sunlight doesn't affect him. Oh, he's back to normal now.
Oh, yeah, I got distracted. Well, it's over. The moon's over. Everybody's, like, dead and Othello'd out.
What if the Purge and werewolf movies merge? Because, you know, in the Purge, you have 24 hours to purge.
Right.
So what if, like, you turn into a werewolf at the same time, and then you can, like, kill people as a werewolf?
And how many people in their Purge stocks have silver bullets? I mean, that's just not cost-effective.
Yeah, that's the one thing they don't... It's excessive.
Lead is so much cheaper per gram.
It's gilding the lily to have a silver bullet.
Michael,
Michael was gilding the lily. Oh, you know what's talking about gilding the lily.
Oh, Michael.
He's buying silver bullets. I mean, a bullet, you know.
Who are you, Michael Bloomberg, with your silver bullets?
Yeah, your silver bullets. For target practice, shooting cans, artisanal cans. Well, this is it. We're at a mission resolved.
No, now, okay, it's revealed that she really had a master plot. Okay, she's not all happy that with the husband. She just wanted to get pregnant and kill her family. Now she's going to kill him.
The father of her child.
The
husband.
And after this, she records Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, right?
Say.
After this, she records Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves?
Yeah, and then poses for the album.
I'm sorry, I don't get the reference. I'm
Cher.
Just, Cher?
Is it Cher?
Yeah.
Oh, Cher. I knew it was Cher.
Oh, yeah, you fake.
Do you
Cher.
You life after love.
That's a different song.
Cher.
Cher poser. Sorry, Cher poser.
No, no.
A Cher poser says what?
What?
I knew you were a Cher poser.
No.
You Cher wanna pose.
Okay, now here she is, all pregnant, everybody dead, husband dead.
House burnt to a crisp.
Father dead. Yeah, right. Let's listen.
All right, here we go.
Find out who or what did it. Please, this is it. I hope it's a boy. I'm almost certain it's going to be a boy. That's what
werewolf
you want,
boy.
Isn't it?
I'm almost certain.
I don't really
it's
mind
going
as long
to
as
be
it's
a boy.
It's going to be a
werewolf
baby.
Baby wolf, right?
Yeah.
I've always liked
goo goo gaga. Son, there's something I need to tell you.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
International banking, diplomatic cables, nuclear missile launch codes all rely on unbreakable encryption. What if these codes were no longer secure? That nightmare scenario seems to be a reality. A shadowy underworld syndicate is auctioning off access to the world's encrypted secrets. The only plausible explanation for this ability? Someone has achieved the holy grail of code breaking, quantum computing. Veteran CIA agent John Clooney must track down the perpetrators and retrieve this technology for the U.S. government and its personal, as the Enigma brokers have already cost the lives of his fellow agents, perhaps including his partner. John Wessex's The Enigma Brokers is the first book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
I was just leaving the theater.
Convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black plastic.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising
Saturday
that Cadillac
too.
On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am
I'll
a total
fan
of Laurie Strode's voice is absolutely right. I am Teddy Bellius, an adolescent. And I will cut
Hello,
the
Blake.
Shit.
Henry! Yeah, Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Has John Clooney's friend and ally become a dangerous enemy? Private investigator Anton Gruber has been CIA agent John Clooney's trusted aide. Clooney may have questioned Gruber's taste in cuisine, but never his loyalty, until Gruber double-crossed him. Escaping with his life, Clooney is sidelined while his superior attempts to discover how Gruber was compromised. The investigation delves into Gruber's astonishing past, from his unpleasant days as an East German border guard to life as a narcotics agent, from his time in the tango clubs of Buenos Aires to a trip up the Amazon in search of Nazi gold. John Wessex's The Prague Deception is the third book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Hey, Mutineers, Stolowitz here. Have you ever listened to Labor and Love on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, with Bill Morgan? It's a really excellent show, one of my favorites here at the station. And it's all about service. It might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but we got to serve somebody. And Bill understands the virtue of service as the heart and soul of the labor movement better than a lot of people I know. And it's one of the reasons I love to listen to him. He breaks down socialism, democracy, protest history, workers' news, and the power of unions. Along with that, he serves up an excellent mix of jazz, Latin, gospel, hip-hop, and traditional folk ballads. Great stuff. Check it out. Labor and Love is every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Serve somebody.
Meals on Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Are you looking for local handcrafted leather goods? Look no further than Skin on Skins, a local mission, a leather working shop. All original pieces handcrafted for you. Jackets, belts, purses, jewelry, everything made out of leather. You need your bicycle seat fixed? You want it in cool leather? Under can do it. You have a motorcycle that you want to fit out with side bags and cool stuff? Talk to Under. Go to skinonskins.com. That's SKINONSKINS.com. You just went to Folsom Street Fair and you don't have enough leather? Go see Under. Everything is handcrafted and understated quality. Fine leather, handcrafted goods for all of your needs. He also does fixes. Maybe you love that jacket. He'll put the zipper back in. Talk to Under at skinonskins.com at 20th and Mission. Check him out at skinonskins.com.
Volunteer for the San Francisco Food Bank. The San Francisco Food Bank relies on volunteers like you to help sort, package, and distribute healthy food to people in need in San Francisco. Each year, over 22,000 people contribute thousands of hours to fighting hunger in our community. This support will enable the SF Food Bank to distribute 43.5 million pounds of food this year, enough for 93,000 meals every day. But they can't do it without volunteers. Visit www.sffoodbank.org/volunteer. Again, www.sffoodbank.org/volunteer to find out how you can help.
Assassins are already dead. A shadowy group of killers for hire is eliminating world leaders, crime lords, and CIA agents. Inexplicably, the deceased contract killers have the DNA of people who are long dead. CIA agent John Clooney devises a dangerous plan to capture a shadow killer alive, contract a hit on himself. John Wessex's The Shadow Killers is the second book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Come on, come on.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
Thank you.